She's my style icon, Chrissy Hynde.
Katie, you have her hair.
I'm trying my hardest.
You definitely got the fringe down.
That was brass in pocket. Was that always going to be on the list?
Yeah, Chrissy Hynde's a big deal for me. I think that she just has that wonderful ability to blast the gender out the water in music. And it's always really troubled me that critics in general are just very hesitant to get rid of gender when they're talking about comparisons, because you always get compared to other people as an artist. As a female artist, that's a problem because there's not as many as there are men. You know, I remember listening to Jeff Buckley and immediately thinking, God, he sounds like Nina Simone.
Yeah.
And then thinking, why doesn't anyone ever cross compare with gender? And Chrissy Hynde, I think, is a really important icon in this way because she's always done it as a musician. She's not done it as a woman. She's fronted a band. She hasn't used her assets.
Yeah.
To sell the music. She's just been an amazing front woman of a great band. And I think that she's just an exquisite songwriter and just such an individual, important person in British music.
Your next choice, R.E.M.
R.E.M. is one of those bands that when I listen to their music, it's not like, oh, I remember where I was. It's like, I remember who I was. I remember the room I was in. I remember what I was wearing at the time. It's such an evocative band for me because I listened to them a lot and I got Automatic for the People, I think, when I was at uni, and they released it on a see-through yellow cassette and I just loved it. It was so cool. And I completely ruined that tape. I just played it till it was dead. I just love great songwriting. They are the kings. They're so good. And Night Swimming just makes me cry. I just think it's such a beautiful, simple, emotional piece of music.